back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Going in, it was something we wanted to do. It's an identity piece for us. Something we felt we were really good at, I think, up front, tight ends wise. And then we got three really good backs that can run the football. So that was going in the game. We wanted to run the ball and run it well. And then as the game was going, you know, that was kind of how it was going. We were running the ball well, and we were being physical and moving the line of scrimmage. And, hey, let's just keep imposing our will, like you said, and that's what they did.
Oregon State with a win in the opener against Idaho State. Trent Bray, 1-0 as a coach. He got tossed in the cryo pool, the cold pool, after the game. Every week, Jaden Robinson, defensive back, Oregon State, joins us on Thursdays, courtesy of Jamba. Life is better blended. Jaden Robinson joining us. What was it like to throw Trent Bray into the cold tub?
Hey, man, it was fun. You know, his first dub, you know, I was excited for him. You know, it was a good job we did out there.
Did he handle it well, or he didn't resist, did he? Like, or is, I guess when you got a bunch of guys urging you into the pool, you kind of just go with it.
Yeah, 150-plus football players is overly. You're not winning that battle. You're going to go in that tub. I'm sorry. He took it well, though.
Give me an idea, like, for the rest of us. How cold is the cryo pool? Like, you know, and do you go in there every day? Like, explain to us, because I've seen the locker room. I've seen it. But give our listeners an idea, Jaden, of what that pool is like and how you use it.
You know, use a cold tub kind of as like the finisher. You know, the hot tub gets you more loose, you know. The cold tub kind of restores, you know, what you work throughout the day. Like, if you're really sore, it'll take a lot of the lactic acid and a lot of the soreness out of your legs. But this cold, it's kind of like late cold, you know, depending on what time of the year it is, where you are.
Okay.
But, you know.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. From a kid who grew up in the Seattle area, you go lake cold. I like that. Jaden Robinson is with us. All right, you got to play a football game, man, and the defense played really well. What did that feel like to get out, break a sweat, tackle somebody else, defend passes?
You know, it felt good to get out there with the guys again. You know, it's been a while since, you know, I've hit the ground personally. So, you know, but going through it, you know, it was fun. You know, it felt good to get back out there, you know, execute calls that we had going on, you know, communicate with each other, see how fun everybody is during the game, you know, how much of a time everyone's having, seeing everybody fly around and make tackles, play to their fullest ability, you know. So I think it was fun to go out there.
Idaho State had this reputation that they were going to come out and throw it at you guys, but I think your offense did such a good job of, you know, in the second quarter and third quarter in particular, getting the lead, getting the ball. It felt like the offense was on the field for a long time. As a defensive player, what did that feel like for you in the flow of the game?
For me, it felt good because, you know, I had time. We had iPads on the sideline, so it felt good to be able to go back, watch the film, see what I could correct for myself, you know, and as a secondary in the team. You know, moving forward, going back in on defense. So it just allowed us to give us more time, you know, just to stay more prep and, you know, clean up a lot of our assignments and technique.
That's a great point. You know, we haven't talked about this, but one of the rule changes for the listeners is that the teams can have iPads and video on the sideline. How are you guys using that, Jaden? Give us an example of, you know, you get to the sideline and how does that go down?
You know, like, for me, like, I had a ball called on me. Technically, it was a push-off, but, you know, I'm not going to say anything. So, like, just that, you know, being able to go back on the sidelines, watch it from the iPad, what I could have did better here, just to, you know, finish the play. But it's just, yeah, I think it's simple. You know, I think it's really good.
You guys made some big plays on defense and offense as well. But what I saw on the sideline was I saw joy. I saw guys who are happy for their teammates and a lot of celebrating. And I know it's week one, but can you give us an idea? You've been on a lot of teams at different levels. How is this team close? Does this team still need to bond and grow? Give us an idea of kind of where you are as a team.
I think it's all there. You know, I think the big test is going to be going on the road this week, how we handle that, you know, bringing our own energy, how we come out, how we start out the gate. You know, I think that's going to be the biggest thing. But I think, you know, we're all one right now. I think, you know, everybody's making plays. Everybody's happy for each other. for each other, making plays. You know, nobody's too concerned about, oh, I should be playing this, oh, I should be playing that. You know, I think, you know, everybody on the team is selfless right now. You know, I think everybody's bought into what we got going on this season and what we're trying to accomplish. So, yeah.
Jaden Robinson with us, courtesy of Jamba. He joins us every week. Jaden, now you get the road trip you mentioned. You're going to San Diego State. What do you see on film? Let's talk about their offense.
You know, they're going to run the ball. We got certain keys for a lot of certain plays they do. You know, I think the receivers are going to come out, try to be aggressive. You know, we got some for that. You know, we're going to show up, set the tone. You know, that's how I feel. San Diego State, they're a well-coached football team. Yeah, we're going to go in there and just execute our calls at a higher level than them.
If I'm scouting you guys, and let's flip sides now, and I'm scouting your offense, I am going to load the box. I'm going to say, beat me with Javonte McCoy throwing the ball. You know, what do you give us an idea of what he's like in practice? You face him. You get to, as a defensive back, face him and face the receivers. Can you guys win a game throwing the ball?
I think we can. You know, smart decisions, smart reads. You know, receivers catching the ball. I think we could beat them in the air if we wanted to. I think we could beat them on the ground if we wanted to. You know, it's just however they come at us, we're going to adjust and we're going to make it happen. So
I love the running backs. I was watching, you know, kind of the difference between a guy like Jam Griffin and a guy like Hankerson, and just really different kind of styles of running. And there were some guys that got in the game in the second half and late that, you know, nobody's really heard much about. And can you give us a little bit of a scout, like, you know, without giving away state secrets here, but sort of that variety of running backs that are in the room right now at Oregon State? You know, it feels like there's a wide range of talents there.
You know, I think it credits the history of the school. You know, I think a lot of these backs coming up, or who you guys are going to start hearing about here, a lot more of the season, got a lot of talent, I feel like. But that's always how it's been since I've been here. Like, I've been around a lot of talented backs here at Oregon State. So a lot of these young guys coming up, they're good. I think all of them are really talented. I think all of them help us in the best way. I think all of them could play. I like Jam and Hank. But, yeah, the young guys are going to be one to reckon with.
Now, I think some Beaver fans saw Damian Martinez leaving, and they went, oh, great, this is going to be terrible. But I think if you look at a position group where you could afford to lose a guy that is a 1,000-yard rusher, that would be the group. Because I think, you know, what we saw last week and what we may see for the rest of the season are that, you know, the fall off isn't that big when you talk about going from your one to your two at that position.
Mm-hmm. I think
what was that?
I think, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, you go.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I think we got 2,000-yard backs. So however people want to think about that and adjust to that, they're going to have to deal with it. I think we got a good back room, and I think some people are going to have to come and try to stop us. So,
What's it like to tackle Jam Griffin in practice?
We actually just had a conversation about this. It's tied right now, in my opinion. It's 1-1. But, you know, we couldn't really go at it like that in scrimmage, so it's really tied. But, you know, we get in the league, we're going to see. It's going to be what it is.
So it's one for you and one for Jam?
Yes, sir.
He doesn't, but, you know, like, between you and I, with no one else listening, he just doesn't seem like it would be fun, like, to tackle him. Like you wouldn't look forward to tackling him. He just looks like, you know, and I saw that with some of the Idaho State players that, you know, you could see how, you know, as a defensive back, you see a couple guys take a side shot instead of taking him head on. And I thought, yeah, you know, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Some people don't want that smoke. Some people don't want that problem. I'm not going to lie. They bowling balls. Hey, they're deceptive. They hard to take down. I'm not going to lie.
All right, you guys are on the road Friday. You know, you're going to practice, I guess, in the morning or walk through, whatever you do Friday. Then in the afternoon, you take off. You've traveled before. Some guys on your team are doing it for the first time, or maybe they've traveled with other schools. And, you know, how do you stay in rhythm as a player when you're playing a road game and make it not feel like a road game?
I think just stay in your own cylinder. Like, you know, we're going over here to play this game. You know, just take what you have now with you over there. Like, you know, I don't think don't change anything that you do. You know, do what you do before a game. You're just going to be in a different place. I don't think you got to think about it too much. At the end of the day, it's football. You know, you're going out there to ball. So, you know, you get on the field, you do what you do. At the end of the day, I don't think it's anything to overthink, but, you know, some guys get there, get the crowd involved, you know, some things don't go our way, handle a little adversity, you know. It can be nerve-wracking at first, but, you know, I think it'd be fine at the end of the day.
Have you had your Jamba this week?
I had a Razzmatazz 2 days ago. I definitely did. Daily vitamin.
I think you need to take one on the plane. Like, that would be a good, like, bring it with you on the plane drink.
Oh, definitely, yes. I'm going to have one in hand. Trust.
Jaden, I will see you in San Diego. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. Have a good one.
You bet. There he goes, Jaden Robinson. How do you like that, Steven? Some guys don't want that smoke.
Some people don't want the smoke. That was that's what stood out to me, man. That was awesome.
Love that. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I looked at Jam Griffin on Saturday when he was running, and I was like, that wouldn't be fun to try to, you know, and I'm not talking about he's going to lose you in the open field. There's just a moment of truth when a running back is in space and you've got a defensive back who is looking at him, and you go, you realize, does the DB want to tackle him, or is he looking for a side shot? You know, how, and even guys in the NFL will tell you, especially guys in the NFL will tell you, hey, I'm thinking about my career. Like, I'm not trying to tackle, running back coming out of the backfield straight on if you're a cover corner. So, Jam Griffin makes that problem happen. Oregon State at San Diego State. We'll talk about that game. Plus the Ducks against Boise State. Will they bounce back? How angry will Oregon play? Plus, Steven and I will handicap Colorado, Nebraska, and others. Leave it here.